the Department of Physiotherapy based here at Ashford. Hello, your name is?
Hi, I'm Nabila.
Okay, and Nabila, what's your role?
I'm one of the physiotherapists specialised in musculoskeletal at Ashford.
So musculoskeletal, in words of English, what does that actually mean? Which parts of the body?
Well, everything really. We just get people moving and get them back to what they want to do. That's essentially what we do.
So are they referred to you from GPs or from other departments?
Well, they're referred from all sorts. So GPs, consultants, different departments and physiotherapists in primary care, communities, anywhere.
And so somebody coming, are they going to come for just one appointment or will there be a series of appointments?
It depends on their conditions. The aim of our sessions would be to help promote self-management so they can manage their condition and return to the things they want to do. So it will may be a series of appointments and it may be just the one-off. So come for an assessment and we can advise accordingly.
And age-wise, I guess you see people of all ages.
Well, we do have the paediatrics department who sees children below the age of 18, and then we have the adults department where I'm from, and we see people ages above 18.
All right. Now, what is the challenge today here? Because you've got sort of like a wheel up on the screen.
We do. We have the wheel of exercise, and we are advocates of exercise. Exercise is medicine, and then we can spin the wheel and do a challenge of one of our exercises on the wheel with a reward of some goodies.
All right. So I'm up for a challenge. So how do I spin the wheel? The wheel is spinning, and is it going to stop somewhere? The wheel of fortune has stopped, and I've now got to
do a hip slide to the side with a band. So Alex is going to demonstrate. Basically, we're going to slide the hip out to the side with the band wrapped between our knees.
So it's not a balance exercise. You stand sort of holding on to something for a bit of support. And standing on one leg, you're just going to slide one leg out towards the side. The band resists against that movement, and then you come back in. So it's a really good exercise for the muscles on the outside of the hip.
And as you say, this is important if somebody's had the hip replacement.
Absolutely right.
So you've had a hip replacement. How quickly would you start to do these exercises?
So we tend to say any strengthening exercises, we wait to at least up after about 6 weeks before we start to do any resistive exercises. But as soon as you're discharged or as soon as you finish your operation, you are to start on your exercises, definitely.
That's right. You've got to keep the mobility going, isn't it? It's not pointless having a replacement if you're not going to use it.
Exactly. The hard work comes after the surgery.
All right, so come on, let's have a go then. You're going to, and I know Roger is determined to take a photo. So we stood there.
Yeah, you're going to lean onto your left leg.
Lean on
and
there.
You're going to slide and pull. You need to have your feet flat on the
okay.
ground. That's it. Slide.
And back.
Keep standing on that knee. Slide. Perfect.
Well, we've got it. We're doing it.
Feel it in the groin.
Yes, you can feel it in the groin and in the hips. Brilliant. Thank you very much. That's great. That was fun.
It was our pleasure. Please come by.
Thank you very much.